we are the Morons Who Try to Talk Good, and welcome to episode 7. My name is Caitlin in California.
Odile in Oregon.
And Sam in Spokane. What do you know? Look who's back.
I know, it's been so long, you guys. It was so weird.
2 weeks. Unacceptable.
2 weeks. There is a lot of craziness that went into that one, you know?
No forgiveness.
None.
There was no data to be used.
No excuse.
And then there was homework to be done. So, you know, that was great.
No excuse.
Yep.
I know. I don't forgive myself.
We will never forgive you.
So it's cool. It goes full circle, so we're fine.
Yeah, no, it works out in the end.
All right. So, does anyone have any life updates? It's been a while since we've chatted with Odile.
Life updates. I will be working again at Starbucks as of the summer because, you know, I love to do that with my life, apparently. This will be the second time. I will have a puppy as of June as well. So, working and having a puppy. It will be an interesting summer, to say the least. Those are my big life updates.
Cool.
I got all the classes I wanted.
Yeah!
Yay!
Yeah, so that's good. Hey, the perks of being a next year senior, it's like you get top of the list.
Yeah.
You get all the first pick stuff you want. Everyone else,
stuff out of the way, girls, here I come. So, there we go.
My life update is I have finished Gilmore Girls on Netflix. And I have recently...
I also finished a show on Netflix.
Oh, well, we can talk about this a little later.
I know. I'm just joining in on you with the understanding of life stories, because my life is crushed now that the show is over.
Oh, it's rough when you finish up a show on Netflix, because you're like, what am I supposed to do now?
Oh, it's also the worst when they end it horribly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, very true.
Oh, my roommate and I no longer acknowledge the fact that the last episode of Enterprise happened. It's just like how we ignore that the Avatar The Last Airbender movie was animated.
And Grease 2.
We were so mad about how the ending of this show, and for the show is Star Trek Enterprise, the show that I hardcore judged about 2 weeks ago, and now is my life. Okay? Oh my god. I can't even, or I'm probably gonna start, like, angry yelling into the camera, and I can't.
Okay,
do
we don't want angry yelling.
I don't want it either, because I've already went through enough this week, okay?
Alright. So, I guess it's time for Fangirl News!
But actually, in Fangirl News, like, Harry Potter World? In California now?
Oh, it's opened today,
it
right?
It opened.
I am so happy.
So many photos of the food.
Oh,
from
yes.
Broomsticks and... I can't remember right now.
Broomsticks and also, is it also the candy store?
It was one of the restaurants.
Oh, so not Hogsmeade?
It might be Hogsmeade.
I don't know if there's a Hogsmeade there, because I know it's Diagon Alley.
We will go, you guys. We will go.
Because I've been to the one in Florida, and it blew my mind. It was amazing.
It was Broomsticks and something. There's an, like, it's named after something, but, like, the pictures of the food that they have there. Oh my goodness.
Because I know, a couple episodes back I mentioned going, and I actually want to say this because one of our viewers pointed it out to me.
Oh, yeah, really?
I'd like to outwardly say thank you so much to Katie and her family for taking me with them. It was awesome. I will never forget it. You are my life. And Chris, I will take you to any premiere that you want if I ever become famous, which is never going to happen, but still. I love you, Chris. That was a promise I made to her. It's like above anyone else, I'm taking Chris anywhere that I go that happens to have famous people. I'm like, you got it. I'll do that. Everyone's like, oh, who's this person with you? This is my friend's mom. What about your family? Not as important. She asked first.
Obviously.
It's all about asking first. You just gotta be the first one to ask. You be the first one to go. That's how that goes. But yes, Harry Potter World. I'm super excited. Now there's one closer to us.
I really want to do a trip with the three of us. Disneyland, Harry Potter World. I really want it to happen.
I have to say Universal might make more sense, but one, it's gonna be crowded. And two, now that Disney's doing that really weird pricing thing, it might just be too damn expensive to go.
Well, Disneyland's actually, the price surge only affects one-day tickets. It's much cheaper if you get a two-day ticket.
Yeah, but still, I mean, Universal is much cheaper, and there's a lot more ridiculous stuff that we haven't seen before. But also,
but
the
I
way
I want to go to Disneyland.
I know, but the way that they ran it, at least in Orlando when I was there, was there were so many people that wanted to get in, you had to go and get like a, you didn't have to pay for it. It was like a time slot. You got to look on a ticket, and they let you in at a certain time because it would just been way too crowded. So whenever we wanted to even go in there, we need to get the passes with a certain time stamp that we could go in.
Yeah, I'm not super familiar about how the Hollywood one works.
It worked. I mean, we just had to wait to get in. But then once we were in, we didn't leave. We're like, we're staying forever. Because there's no out date or out time. It's just an in time. And then
yeah,
it just keeps building up more and more. Like, I was there on New Year's Eve. It was crazy.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
But it was awesome.
All right. We have gotten into quite a tangent.
Well, we're talking about Harry Potter, so it still works. Next on the news.
Class announcement! Woo! That sounds like it's like homework announcement or something.
Yay! Not a paper.
Late last year, it was announced that there would be a Doctor Who spinoff called Class that will come out in the fall of this year, 2016, which there'll be no Doctor Who in that time, but there will be Class. So I believe that's 8 parts. It might be 6, but I'm pretty sure it's 8-part series that'll be shown on BBC America and BBC 3 in England. And so I can read a little bit. The news for this was announced in like, what, November? I don't even remember. But they only announced a press release saying that this spinoff was going to happen. And some people were really upset because there was a lot of hype about this big announcement coming, and it ended up being a spinoff that a lot of people didn't ask for. Because there's a lot of Torchwood fans that I think were a little angry about this announcement.
And yeah, I don't think it's going to be as good as Torchwood.
No!
Just because I have such high expectations. I mean, I love Torchwood. It's the most ridiculous show I've ever seen.
Good.
But
I just don't admit the last season exists. As that
show. We all don't. We pretend like last season of Torchwood did not happen.
The season does not happen.
Did not happen. So, Class, I can read you the announcement. They just came out with their casting announcement earlier this week, and along with a little bit more plot information. So I'll read you first the quote that came from the announcement. Time has looked at your faces now, and time never forgets. What if your planet was massacred and you were the sole survivor? What if a legendary figure out of space and time found you a place to hide? But what if the things that want to kill you have tracked you down? And worst of all, what if you haven't studied for your A-levels? So this spinoff takes place at Coal Hill School, which is the high school that Danny and Clara worked at, and was also has been a big location in all 50 years of Doctor Who. And so they announced the casting, and I cannot pronounce like half these actors' names. So all of them are newcomers. They're all teenagers. Greg Austin, Fady Esleed, Sophie Hopkins, and Vivian Opera. I hope I'm pronouncing all these wrong. And then Catherine Kelly I hope I'm doing them right. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I hope I'm not pronouncing them wrong. Catherine Kelly plays their teacher, who's supposed to be a powerful new presence at Coal Hill School. She's probably an alien then. Another, probably better synopsis of the show. Like all 6 formers, these 4 Coal Hill School students have hidden secrets and desires. They are facing their own worst fears, navigating a life of friends, parents, schoolwork, sex, and sorrow, and possibly the end of existence. Doesn't that sound
that's
so dramatic?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's yeah,
just me, though. Like, personally, that just sounds like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I think it sounds like it could be very Torchwood-y. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they made it
more adult. The only thing that sounds
adult.
Torchwood-y is sex. Because if you haven't seen Torchwood, don't watch it with children.
No.
That's just
everyone
my
has the sex.
Oh, yeah.
He has the sex with every man he could possibly find.
And
every woman,
some women,
too.
Mainly men, let's be honest. Yonko? Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Stop it! Too soon, Sam! Too soon! Yeah, I love you, Yanto! Okay, so where the heck is the companion announcement? Where is our companion announcement? I don't care about class.
I don't know.
Well, probably because they're not gonna, I don't know. I mean, if they are gonna start filming, yeah, it's gonna have to come out because the paparazzi flood that thing all the time, unless they're planning on doing just straight indoor shots for like the next couple of...
Well, they're filming class, I think, starting early next week, and this announcement came just days before they were starting filming. So I think,
don't care about class because honestly,
well, I know, but I'm saying I think that their companion announcement will probably be the same. It'll come out days before they start filming, or it'll be like the day they start filming, and they're gonna be like, "We're filming today. Look, here's our companion." All we know is that they're a female. That's all we know about the companion. Okay. I have a couple Broadway news items. Waitress, which is the musical I've been obsessed with the last, like, 3 months, they announced that they are going to be recording a cast album, which is super exciting. So, yay. Also, Hamilton, which is the other show I've been obsessed with for the last 8 months, the Ham for Ham live shows are back on Wednesdays, but on Wednesdays only. They switched over to just doing digital performances to work out sound, and because it was blocking the flow of traffic, there was too many people outside of the Richard Rogers Theater. So, stop it. I have to edit this, you know. So, there were too many people that were blocking traffic, and there were safety concerns, so they had to switch it all to digital. So now, Ham for Ham, back, is live. Super exciting, so I'm looking forward to all of the YouTube clips that'll come from that.
Yay.
All right. Sam, have you heard about Sherlock filming? Do you have any?
No.
Okay, I put that...
Can they please film I Miss My Benedict?
They're filming it right now.
I miss the show, too. I'm a horrible person. I love Sherlock, but I have not been catching up on when they're starting to film. The only thing I've really heard in regards to Benedict Cumberbatch is the fact that I think they're almost at the end of filming Doctor Strange, because he's doing that project right now, the Marvel film.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
I heard that they just started filming Sherlock, so.
Which means that that must be the end of Doctor Strange, because that project took a while.
Yeah, it did, right? Didn't they... Was there photos that were leaked? Because I remember... Or did they already come out with some promo photos?
They've already come out with promo photos.
I feel like that's so strange to come out with promo photos while you're filming.
I'm not surprised, to be honest, because a lot of actors from, like, movies will go, oh, look at these behind-the-scenes photos, but, like, there's no way they would have been able to, like, take those or send them out if they didn't get approval from... Like, any of the lawyers or any of those kinds of groups. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not surprised that they send them out. A lot of people love to see the behind-the-scenes stuff. Like, that's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
So, them releasing it, it just makes more hype for the film. So, I don't know.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to all the news that'll come out. Okay, did you guys watch the Rogue One Star Wars trailer?
First thing I watched this morning, and not gonna lie, didn't give me the thrill that I got when I watched episode 7 trailer. It looks good. It looks good.
I think it looks good too.
Although I didn't like the line that I rebel. I'm like, that's so stupid. It was really cool to see the AT-ATs out on that beach. It's really cool to see the old stormtroopers back. However, the thing that the issue that I have with prequels is like, oh, look, this is a new station. It's like, you know, the Death Star. But are we going to get the plans for it? It's like, yeah, you are, because you got it in the fourth one. Like, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay, so Sam, can you place this movie in Star Wars lore? Where does this fall on the timeline of Star Wars?
It's right before episode 4.
Right before episode 4.
Yeah, so it's basically the start of the Rebel Alliance, which is the group that Luke ends up joining to take on the Empire. So it's them trying to collect the plans to their brand new space station, which would be the Death Star, which is known for the giant disc that's no moon, that's a space station, and destroys Alderaan. So it's them trying to either collect the plans to try to destroy it, which is what Leia ends up getting. Mm-hmm. She puts it to R2, and then R2, yeah, it's like the whole shebang. So that's what this is about.
Okay. Thank you for that.
The start of the rebellion.
I'm excited to see it. I am excited that it stars another strong, powerful female lead. So I'm all for that.
I'm going to see it, but I don't have high hopes, to be honest.
Do you think it'll do well in the theaters, or do you think it'll do adequately?
It's Star Wars. It's going to do fine. It's going to rake in the money, but I don't know if the reviews are going to be great for it.
Okay. Yeah, I can.
That's just my opinion. I don't know.
Hey, it's like the more AT-ATs in there, the better, because I actually have an AT-AT necklace. That's one of my favorite things that I own. So.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this movie. I think it looks like it's going to be pretty good. I'm waiting for more trailers, though, because I do agree the trailer was a little underwhelming. So I'm looking forward to seeing what clips come out. All right. So I, like I mentioned earlier, recently finished watching Gilmore Girls, which is currently filming a reboot to go on Netflix right now. And just today, this very morning, while I was on the bus getting ready to go home from work, they released promo photos, and I was like, what? They are glorious. They are so cute.
I saw those. They look adorable.
They're so adorable. I was like, I just got like giddy, even though I like just finished the show yesterday. Seeing the promo photos, I was like, oh, yay. And it was recently now. So I think we definitely talked about this earlier, that Sutton Foster is going to be guest starring on Gilmore Girls, and it was very murky, like, who she's playing. We don't really know. It could be her character from Bunheads, which I would freak out if it was, because I loved Bunheads, which was also written by Amy Sherman-Palladino, who wrote Gilmore Girls. And so it was recently announced today that there's going to be, like, a little musical within the plot of one of the episodes of the Gilmore Girls reboot.
Musical episodes piss me off.
Well, it's not going to be
Sutton Foster.
It's not going to be a full musical episode. It's like the town is putting on a town play is what it's going to be. The town is putting
it's
on
be
a
musical episode.
No, there's going to be like a couple songs in it, probably. Maybe. Okay, it's going to be a musical episode, but it'll have Sutton Foster singing, so who cares? And the music is going to be written by the writer of Fun Home, Janine Tesari, that's her name, Janine Tesari, is going to write the music for the Stars Hollow musical within the episode, and Sutton Foster's performing, so I'm pretty pumped about this. I almost screamed on the bus with excitement, which was really embarrassing. So, I'm really excited. That's how I feel about that. Pumped. That's how I feel. Alright. Star Wars The Force Awakens came out on DVD and Blu-ray the same day as Doctor Who. Series 9 came out on DVD and Blu-ray. Woohoo!
I really want to get my hands on the Star Wars one because I'm obsessed with behind the scenes for like literally anything.
Yeah,
so all the behind the scenes stuff on there looks amazing.
That's what I've heard, that everyone's just buying it for the behind the scenes stuff.
Because I really want to see the cast read through of the script.
I
just think that I loved read-throughs. I don't know, anything that has to do with behind the scenes for anything is amazing. I know they released one or something about when John Boyega for the first time got to like see the Death Star, and he's just sitting there going, oh my god, it's real, and he was so excited, and just seeing him so excited about it made me really excited about it, because I love John Boyega. I follow his Instagram. He's hilarious. Him and his cat. I love his cat. I don't know. I really want to see it. Although it's going to be probably ripped off and put on the internet somewhere of quality, but I'd rather like see it just to see it. And also, like, I have all the movies. I like to just see it. So.
All right, Sam, you had some pieces of news on this list. Go for it.
News. Okay, so one of my things is a clarification from something that Teresa and I last week talked about the MAC Cosmetics Make It So Star Trek 50th Anniversary 25-piece set collection. That was the longest thing I've ever said. Okay. One, a lot of people are having some issues with MAC Cosmetics because MAC does animal testing.
Oh.
Due to the fact that because they sell in China, China makes it a mandate that you must test on animals before you sell in the country.
Oh, wow.
That is their reason. So because they sell in China, that is something they have to do for the Chinese government. So a lot of people are thinking about just not buying it because animal testing. Putting that out there so people know. Second, I said that it was of the four women that were picked, one was the Orion slave girl. After doing a little bit more investigation, the character who they're basing it off of is named Vina. And Vina was from the pilot episode. Now, Vina, this makes me a little bit more upset. So because they're basing it on strong, powerful woman, women, she is this character that Captain Pike finds in this, like, cave sort of thing that's been abducted by aliens, you know, the big shebang. However, she, due to these aliens, can be turned into all of these different, like, forms to try to please Captain Pike to try to get him to stay. And one of the forms that she gets turned into is an Orion slave girl, to which, you know, they always do the dancing, because Yvonne Craig, who played Batgirl, plays an Orion slave girl later on in the show. However, claiming that Vina is a strong female character is total BS to me, because one, she was in only one episode. Two, she basically gets walked on by all these aliens, and she's like, the only reason why I want you to stay is because I'm not pretty, because apparently it turns out she's kind of disfigured, and they just make her look pretty. And then at the end, she's like, well, I'm going to stay here because they make me look pretty. And that's all you hear about her. So claiming her as a female character that's considered strong, that makes me even more upset. I know this means nothing to you two, but I mean...
No, it makes sense. Like, no. I understand your logic.
It's just like, because I saw Vina, and I'm like, Vina, where do I know the name? So I looked it up just because I couldn't remember. It's like, Vina, character from, I believe the episode's called The Glass Menagerie? The Menagerie? And it's called The Menagerie Part 1 and 2. And I'm just like, what? Why? Like, is it? And I think it's because the color palette for green. I really think that's the reason. But if you watch the episode, she's not someone you would look up to. I mean, someone you'd probably look up to would be like Nurse Chapel, because that actress, I can't remember her name to save the life of me, has been in every single show, basically. She was the wife of Gene Roddenberry. She played Nurse Chapel in the pilot, the pre-pilot, like the first one they ever made. She was the first officer of the ship. But then they rewrote it because the reviewer said there's no way a female character can have that high of a position on the ship. So she ended up being the nurse. She shows up in all the other shows as this character named Luoxana Troi. She's the voice of the computer. She is like such a strong presence in the entire Star Trek universe, but none of her characters are even like explored because she is strong. She is like badass. She's awesome. But they chose Vina, and that just really bugs me.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That sounds like just a poor choice.
The other research one completely. The other ones I get, like, you know, you choose Seven of Nine. Seven of Nine is a really strong character. She's incredible. She's a human who was turned into a Borg, but is trying to become human again. So she's trying to understand humanity. She's strong. She's amazing. She's awesome. The other one, Uhura, revolutionary for her time. Black actress who was playing something more than just a servant. She was a bridge officer. She was a communications officer. Like, she did stuff. She was awesome. She was badass. She was great. Troi, kind of get it. Troi kind of made sense. I'm not a huge fan of Troi, but she was a ship's counselor, and she's like, oh, so many problems. I have to deal with everyone's problems. I have no love for her. They didn't even choose the only female captain in the entire show history. Like, of all of them you could have picked, you didn't choose Janeway. Why didn't you choose Janeway? Like, she demanded respect no matter where she went. She was awesome. I can rant about this for years, but that's just something that I know. Anyway. Now that I got that out there. The second thing that I was going to say is The Walking Dead season... I can't remember what season it is. Season finale was this week. A lot of people were pretty pissed. They were pretty mad. Because they brought a character into the show, and I am horrible because I cannot remember his name at the moment. If Lady can look it up, that'd be great. A character that was from the comic book, and this character is known for killing one of the other characters, Glenn, beating him to death with a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire.
Oh.
He's known for that. That's his thing.
Known as he's done it more than once?
That's like his number one. He beats Glenn to death with this baseball bat.
This actor is Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who played the father of Sam and Dean Winchester in Supernatural. Same guy.
Oh.
He was also in Grey's Anatomy. He plays Denny?
Is that his name? Denny!
That's the only thing that you guys can identify for that.
No,
that's
him. I know him from Supernatural, too. But I love calling him Denny Duquette because I love that name so much.
So, the thing, though, is at the end of this season, they lined up the main characters, and from a first-person perspective of one of them, you don't know who it is, he beats them to death with a baseball bat. They leave it blank. You just see, like, the smack, and you hear, the everything, but they don't show who it is. And now people have to wait till October to see who it was that got killed.
What?
And a lot of people are pretty mad about that, because it's a cliffhanger, but this is, like, one that is just beyond, like, just went a little over the top, and a lot of people are pissed. So people are, like, taking sound bites from the end of the episode, from when you hear just, like, the blood and gore, and they're dissecting
it. Trying to figure out who it is.
And a lot of people are saying, oh, they think they're hearing someone yell Glenn. But the TV show is notorious for not following along completely with the graphic novel, the comic book. It just doesn't. So, yeah, if they were to do Glenn, it would have made sense. However, there's a bunch of other characters that he easily could have bludgeoned to death. So that's what a lot of people are kind of mad about. So that's the new thing about.
Doesn't Walking Dead do this every season, though? That every season finale, they make a big cliffhanger?
Not just a huge cliffhanger. Not just a huge cliffhanger. They just tend to kill everyone because they don't really care.
Yes, they don't care about anything.
There's a lot of die in the show. A lot. It's like, don't become attached to someone because it's sort of like Game of Thrones. Like, I love the, oh, they're dead.
Oh, well, they're dead. And then there's certain people like Joffrey that you're like, yay, he died.
He's dead.
Yes. No, it's not the Red Wedding.
It's the Red Wedding.
No, the Red Wedding is the one where the Starks get killed.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Anyway,
that is season one.
Shut up. I haven't seen it.
I've never seen.
One last thing that I remembered, I forgot to put on the list. I'm sorry. There was an announcement on that there might be ready for this, Caitlin, a Last of Us the movie.
Oh my gosh.
However, things have come to a complete standstill. They have, like, apparently it's been a year and a half since any progress has been made on it. And honestly, I'm really happy about that. I feel like if they were to turn this game into a movie, it would just kind of, like, take everything away from it.
Yeah.
Because half the experience in playing this game, and also same for Uncharted, is when you're just exploring and walking around, sometimes talk bubbles, like little bubbles to initiate conversations above Ellie's head will appear. And just hearing these like little things that she has to say, I feel like it'd be lost in the film. Because they really explore her character and they explore the relationship between these two characters. And the people who they say that they're thinking about picking as casting for these characters is just like, I don't really see that. Because they're thinking about for Ellie is from Game of Thrones, Maisie Williams, I think I'm saying her name. And I'm just going, her. And I'm like, no.
She's an incredible actress, but isn't Ellie a younger character?
I don't see her as, Ellie is a 13, 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, Maisie Williams is 18.
I just don't see it. I just don't. But that's just me, because I've played this game through like 80 times. Not 80, it's a bit of an exaggeration. At least 10. But I don't know. I'm kind of glad it's at a standstill. I kind of don't really want to see this become a movie, and I don't want to see Uncharted become a movie either, because I feel like they're just going to rip it to shreds and take everything that is great about that game and just turn it into nothing. So that's my thing. Yay! Cool. All of mine is just complaining about literally everything. So,
no, it's okay. Awesome. That's why we did this podcast.
It's awesome. Just me to rant about everything that I don't like.
Sam rants.
Forget right.
Naming
I'm
it.
So
obviously,
Sam Rants, man.
Sam Rants
happened for like an hour and a half.
All right. Our main topic of the week is drumroll, fantasy. It's fantasy. We're talking about fantasy. So Sam and I kind of decided to do genres for the next couple weeks. Until we run out of genres. So last week we did sci-fi. This week we're doing fantasy, and next week we're going to do horror. So we're just going to be talking about our favorite like TV shows and movies and books and games and just different things that have to do with that genre. We're just going to kind of discuss them.
And to start this off, I'm going to do what I did last time. I'm going to read the definition of fantasy.
Okay, go for it.
Sounds good.
Fantasy is a genre of fiction that uses magic or other supernatural elements as a main plot element, theme, or setting. Many works within this genre take place in imaginary worlds where magic and magical creatures are common.
Hmm.
Yeah. And this is also just a continued thing. Fantasy is generally distinguished from genres of science fiction and horror by the expectation that it steers clear of scientific, macabre themes, respectively. Even though it can be an overlap between all of them, fantasy kind of has its own little thing. Which is cool because I think we're going to do horror next week. Yay! Sorry.
Sam's really pumped about horror.
Hey, I love horror too.
Horror? Here's the thing though. I'm not into like nowadays horror films. They honestly piss me off. I am hardcore into like old horror films.
Hey, Sam, we need to watch old horror movies together.
Oh my god, let's watch the original House of Wax. Anyway, fantasy. Have you never seen it? It's great.
No, I want to.
Miss Dunn in 8th grade made us all watch it for Halloween. It was awesome.
I love her.
Not gonna lie. Alright, so, fantasy. There's a lot of aspects of fantasy, which is great, that all of us are aware of, because unlike sci-fi, I kind of felt like a feather in the breeze on some aspects of sci-fi. But fantasy is great, because fantasy, like I said, it encompasses a lot of different things. For Odile, I know definitely Harry Potter, Caitlin as well. Harry Potter is just like smack dab in there. Once Upon a Time, Grimm's Fairy Tales. For me, you got D&D, Skyrim, Dragon Age. Like, all of these different things where it's a lot of fantastic creatures that exist in a world that you could literally come up with or read that someone else has come up with. J.R. Tolkien, for example.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Two more books coming out, and I'm so excited.
What was that, Odile?
H.P. Lovecraft. J.K. Rowling's writing two more books.
Oh.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, so a couple of things for me. H.P. Lovecraft. The wonderful, wonderful, wonderful movie, Princess Bride. So yeah, fantasy is pretty cool. I like fantasy.
Okay. Should we just, like, go around and talk about our favorites, or what we
want? What about pick a favorite movie, show,
book?
Even that, we could literally, like I said, this is fantasy. This is an overview of fantasy. Obviously, fantasy is a gigantic genre. Just like what we're going to do in sci-fi, we're going to split it up into smaller bits, but we're just going to go over an over-encompassing thing in regards to fantasy.
Yeah. Okay. Who wants to go first? Or should we just popcorn it?
Who's popcorn it? Let's go crazy.
Popcorn. Okay, I'll start, I guess. My first introduction into fantasy was, well, I guess it was technically The Wizard of Oz, which is, I would consider fantasy.
How about Disney?
Disney like too, but Disney. I was hardcore into The Wizard of Oz when I was a kid. I watched that movie so many times. I was just enthralled by this world of Oz and the Emerald City and poppies everywhere and just horses that change color. I was just fascinated by it. And right after that, I got really into The Chronicles of Narnia, which was my, like, second big jump into the fantasy world. My favorite story is The Voyage of John Treader, out of all of the Narnia books. I was also really into that world of you go through, it was like, just the idea of going through a wardrobe and then you're in another world. I mean, what kid, like, didn't try to go through Narnia in the back of their closet?
Yeah, definitely everyone did.
Everyone did. That's one of these days I really want to, like, paint a Narnia mural, like, on the back wall of my closet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, you, like, pull back your coats and it looks like Narnia. One day when I'm grown up and
have money,
I'm totally gonna do that.
I think there was always a lot of fantasy, like, at least as kids, like, fantasy was a major part of almost anything you read.
Yeah.
Because that's how they did it. So, like, even, like, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, like, totally fantasy. But, like, one of the best, like, childhood mm-hmm. stories I can remember. And, like, Harry Potter for sure, and, you know, I don't...
It's kind of interesting yet,
even
how...
though I wasn't so much into it, but, like... Yeah. Uglies, that series was fantasy. Yeah. I love that series.
We talked
so
about
much.
Uglies last week for sci-fi.
Did you? Oh, I mean, it kind of, it goes into both.
It kind of does.
It's post-apocalyptic in way, like sci-fi, but it's also like very much just like a fantasy world. But probably more sci-fi than fantasy. I mean, Percy Jackson, just going into any of like the myths. I mean, there's so much that you read that you wouldn't even think is fantasy nowadays. Like, you just read it and you don't quite like comprehend because it seems like it's just so little mixed in. It's not like you're in this completely different world.
I feel like as kids, like these books that we read really like transformed you into this different.
Yeah, it's your imagination.
Yeah,
you wanted it wasn't like you read, oh, kid went to the store and did this. It was kid managed or like, oh my god, what was the TV show that had the kids that went to Dragonland?
Dragon Tales. I was obsessed with Dragon Tales.
Oh my goodness. That was like imagination to the max. Like, anything you want, you can have. And it was ridiculous and amazing, and I miss it.
This had a good theme song too. Dragon Tales, don't go to Dragon
Tales. You had to sing to go to whatever the land was.
Come along, take my hand. Let's all go to Dragon Land.
But yeah, I think one of my favorite things now to watch is like Game of Thrones is a lot of fun because it's nice to be able to like follow along with characters, but you know you can't get attached because you know people are gonna die, and then you're also happy when some people die. So it's like it's kind of cool how they keep you guessing so much. But I don't know, I enjoy Game of Thrones a lot. But yeah, probably like Harry Potter and Game of Thrones are the top things I really watch right now.
Yeah, I watch a lot. I've really gotten into Once Upon a Time, and I binged it all this summer, and then I got kind of into it and into the fandom surrounding it, recently. If you follow me on Tumblr, you know. But, and I've kind of been just really interested in the idea of, and I like how Once Upon a Time is like these fairy tale characters, and you get to see how they would react in the real world, and kind of how they reacted as fantasy characters, and seeing all these different fantasy fairy tales woven together. Although, I do definitely agree there are some issues with that, because some storylines just I don't feel like belong together. Like, there was recently a love story between Zelina, who's the Wicked Witch of the West, with Hades, which was kind of weird.
That is very weird.
So sometimes I do feel like it doesn't always make sense, but it usually works. They usually find some angle to make it work. Like Rumpelstiltskin being the Beast of Beauty and the Beast. It was a really cool plot line.
Oh, wow.
Although I don't really like Rumpel and Belle. Sorry. Rumbel shippers. Not on that train.
I'm not on that ship.
Not
either.
On that ship.
That ship has sunk for me.
Same. We can talk about that later, but
we are definitely going to be having an episode of Nothing But Ships.
I've
been silent. I am making my dinner.
It's all good.
I have not eaten all day. I am starving.
And it is 9 p.m.
Congratulations, Sam. Congratulations.
I'm doing such a great job of being an adult.
You're adulting so good at adulting.
Anyway, fantasy. Do you have some more, Caitlin, or can I jump in?
Yeah, I guess another book when I was a kid that really got me into fantasy was The Bridge to Terabithia.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a beautiful story. It made me cry as a kid, too. Because it was fantasy, but it was like kids knowing that they were in the real world, but acting out fantastical events and pretending like the world was a fantasy and really believing it. And that was really beautiful. And I really love that story. And the movie makes me cry to this day.
Well, it was a young Josh Hutcherson, wasn't it?
Young Josh Hutcherson. Oh.
Hey, he's adorable.
He's so cute in that movie.
You guys have your thoughts. I have my own.
You don't like Josh Hutcherson?
Nope.
How do you not
love him?
We're not discussing this.
Okay.
Fantasy. I'm actually going to say Star Wars. Because Star Wars is actually sci-fi fantasy. That is its label.
think one of the reasons why is because it's like their aliens and stuff that they have, like, obviously there's the Force, which is a magical type of thing altogether, but like their aliens and stuff, they don't have a scientific reason as to why they exist. They just exist, which is pretty cool. So that, I'm with you on Disney. A lot of stuff for Disney. I own a giant book of Grimm's fairy tales, so I'm quite familiar with fairy tales and fantasy, which is just awesome. I was really into the books. Harry Potter, of course. Harry Potter was awesome. Wonderful fantasy setting. I loved Harry Potter not only for the characters, but the fact that the world was so well built.
Mm.
For that one, that it was just, it was awesome. And then Percy Jackson was great.
Percy Jackson
was awesome. Percy Jackson, not was, is. It's amazing.
Did you hear that the author recently tweeted at someone saying that they need to stop showing the Percy Jackson movies in class?
That's awesome. That's great.
He was like,
were they trying to use them as actual educational tools?
Well, they were saying like, oh, we read your book and we showed the movie in class and we're having such a great day. He's like, don't do that. Don't watch the movies. Why would you do that?
That's great. That's great. Yeah, the Percy Jackson one. I also read, and I think, yeah, this is his fantasy, the Series of Unfortunate
Events. Oh, yeah. That's coming to Netflix, too.
Oh, God. Movie's terrible. Great book series. Amazing. I also read The Guardians of Gahul or Gahuli. I don't know how people are supposed to say it, to be honest. The one about the owls. That was good. Currently, fantasy. I'm a big video game and game player, so fantasy is not hard to find. So, I have a lot of fantasy-type games, like board games. They run rampant in my apartment. I'm going to look at the wall and see what I can see. I just got a new game called Red Dragon Inn. And it's cool because you're playing as like D&D fantasy characters. I have a lot of fantasy games, like just in regards to just joking around about fantasy, actually just being dorky, just borderline weird. Video games, Dragon Age, great fantasy game. Skyrim. There's one I'm thinking of that I'm totally just blanking on at the moment. Tabletop board games for fantasy is a really, really popular thing. D&D. However, in this campaign, I'm not any magical creature. I'm just a human, but, you know, whatever. Don't care. Fantasy is fun because unlike sci-fi that's rooted in, like, science, like, actual, like, trying to at least come up with some type of science fact, whatever. Fantasy can literally be whatever you want. Like, I cast a spell, I can literally fly, forget reality, forget everything, and just go into this really, really cool world of just insanity and wizards, which I love. And then also, in regards to something I forgot, fantasy-wise, Supernatural is definitely in that category of fantasy and ridiculousness. So...
Supernatural for life!
Supernatural, man! Although I will say, I think there are too many seasons. They need to stop.
They need to stop. I give up my moose. I can't give up moose.
My squirrel? Dina, my squirrel. Here's the thing. Moose is great. However, it is quite weird when you're like, oh my god, I'm in love with Sam. And Sam is my name, which is just creepy.
Hey, I'm in love with Sam.
Here's the thing. I fully am on the Dean train because as an older sister, like, I get his struggles. The struggles are real.
No, I totally get them too, but I will forever and always love Sam. He is too adorable for life.
I'm on the Dean train. I'm on Team Dean, sorry.
Okay, we will talk anyway, about this in a later episode.
I'm just saying. But yeah, no, fantasy's fun. I enjoy fantasy. Fantasy's great.
Yeah. Odile, do you have anything to add to fantasy? I know you're a big Game of Thrones, and you also watch a lot of Vikings.
Yes.
Vikings! You watch Vikings? But
they are, obviously, it's history / fantasy based, like, they base them on real people and, like, the real myths and stuff, and, like, some of it's kind of true, but most of it's really fucking not. And I love it because there's so much action, but it's good action. And it's just, I love watching the Vikings.
Ragnar and his sexy eyes.
Ragnar, oh my goodness, his eyes.
Them sexy
the
eyes.
First episode I ever watched of Vikings, I was with my dad, because he's really into the show Vikings as well. And it was the episode with all the human sacrifices.
Oh, cool, yeah.
It was a great episode to walk in on for my first one. I was terrified. I went to bed, and I had, like, nightmares. And in the morning, I yelled at my dad, and I blamed him. And I said, I'm never watching that show again. But I will watch it again eventually. But, yeah.
Also, another thing I think that fantasy-wise that ties us together is The Hobbit.
Oh, yeah!
As previously mentioned, in episode one, we were all in The Hobbit the Musical.
I was not. I did not.
Was not, but Caitlin and I were. And we were. Were you an elf? I was an elf.
I wasn't an elf. I was a dwarf.
Okay. No, you weren't a dwarf. You were a goblin.
I am a goblin. I'm both. I was the grocery girl, which was a dwarf character. I was a hobbit. I wasn't a dwarf. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, the only dwarves are the main
characters. I was a hobbit. Oh my gosh.
You were a hobbit.
I was a hobbit and I was a goblin.
I was a hobbit, a goblin, and an elf. And each of them had really insane makeup. So, like, my face was raw by the end of that show. Because it's like, put on the weird lightning bolt, take all of it off. Put on the leaves, take all of it off. Put on the most hideous makeup I've ever worn in my life, because one, I didn't know how to use it, and two, hobbits.
That show was ridiculous.
That show was insane.
Don't even remember, like, any of the songs we had to sing.
13 Mighty Dwarves, or 13
12. I remember the one that went, Benevolent! Benevolent!
Burglary.
Benevolent! Burglary!
Burglary. Yeah, I remember that one. That one was bad.
But I didn't get to sing that one.
No, none of us did, no.
That was just,
We sang the weird one about being goblins, and I'm like, well...
I don't even remember how that went, though. I think it was like, we are goblins. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. I don't know. That caused me to read The Hobbit, because I never read it before the show. So I was like, I'm going to read it, and I'm like, wow, we are missing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot.
If you guys ever get the opportunity to see a version of The Hobbit the Musical, don't.
Don't. It's
do
a,
it. Don't
it's,
do it.
Watch the movies if you have to, but not the musical.
Don't watch the musical. Especially not the middle school version of this musical.
Don't. Just don't do it.
Just don't. Save yourself the trouble and the money.
Yeah. Alright, do we have anything else to add before we go do our recommendations?
No.
Alright. Anyone want who wants to start?
I do!
Okay, Sam, recommendations.
I never start. Okay, so, game. I just got a game.
Ooh!
I just got it on Sunday.
Tell us more.
It's Star Trek Catan.
Of course it is.
You know what to say. The board game store near school, for the past 3 months I've gone, I've been looking for it, it's always been sold out. And they had it, and I freaked out and bought it. It's awesome. It's awesome. I have not won yet. At all. My roommate has won twice. It's this very disappointing. Great game. Really, really fun.
Do you play against each other? Is it, like, competitive or is it collaborative?
Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah, no, the whole point of Catan. Have you ever played Catan?
No.
Catan is based on the actual, like, the normal. Here, I'm pulling it up right now for you guys.
Oh, it's like the Settlers of Catan, but Star Trek?
I'm bringing this home, so we're going to play it. It's happening.
Okay, cool.
It's basically Catan, however they, like the normal, like Settlers of Catan, however they made it more themed. So instead of looking for, like, you know, food and water, you're looking for dilithium, tritanium, oxygen,
that's
water.
Funny.
It's pretty crazy. And they also have the characters from the show in there. You can play as them for certain sections, which is really, really fun. Really, really cool game. It's awesome. I highly, highly recommend. Songs, music. There's a song called Ohio. Sounds really weird. In my classes, for some reason in all of them, we keep talking about Vietnam. And in my history of journalism class, we were listening to this song called Ohio, and it's about the Kent State or Kent University massacre. The four people who died. So
yeah.
The song is called Ohio, and it's by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Great song. Really, really cool. It just kind of, like, paints this, like, picture, and it has that, like, that feel of what that time was in U.S. history, which is just Wow.
It was awful. And then TV show, my last one. After ending Enterprise, because I was very upset that Enterprise was over, my roommate's boyfriend suggested that we watch a show that has the same lead actor in it. It's called Quantum Leap.
I've heard of that.
Really good show. Again, the main case, his character's name is Sam, which is an awkward taco for me all the time. But really, really cool show, really cool concept. So he's playing different people every single episode. Like, it's him just as different people, and it's just, like, them helping, trying to, like, fix their lives to do things the way it's supposed to be. And it's cool because he plays women, so he'll walk around in dresses and, like, all sorts of crazy stuff. And really cool show. It's not on Amazon Prime, but it is on Netflix.
Cool.
So those are my
Maybe I'll binge that next. I need something to binge.
Quantum Leap is good. It was funny because it's made in, like, early 90s, so it's still kind of like...
I love that.
Set in, like, just different periods of time. So one of the episodes that was really interesting was set during the race riots in L.A. And he was an African-American man. It's
cool.
Really, really interesting. Really, really good.
Cool.
So, yeah,
I'll check it out.
Really good show. We can, like, chat about it later. So, like, quite a leap. It's great. Those are my things.
Okay, my recommendations. Music. I've recently been listening to Adele's 25 album again. Because I was working on an audition for choir, and recently rediscovered it, even though it came out not that long ago in October, and recommending that because it's fantastic if you've never listened to it. TV show, Gilmore Girls, because I just finished it, and it's so good, and it's getting a reboot, and I really love it, and I think everyone should watch Gilmore Girls. And... what's next? Like, oh, I'm starting my RPG tomorrow. Ah!
What?
I know! I'm so excited.
Explain, tell me more.
Okay, I've definitely talked about this before. So it's the Dresden Files RPG, which is based off of a book series. And I'm playing, my character is going to be a werebunny. I turn into a bunny, and I'm so excited. I am really pumped. It's an RPG game that, like, takes place in the real world, but it has, like, fantastical and science fiction elements to it. So you kind of explain the way things are in the real world based on... by using fantastical elements. So you could say, like, if you made your campaign take place in New York, you could say, like, oh, the Empire State Building is really a beacon for these vampire overlords to collect souls, kind of a thing. And I'm really excited about it. And we're starting tomorrow. And I'm a werebunny.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm really looking forward to it. I'll keep you guys updated next week.
Tell me everything.
I will. I'm really excited.
Actually, so, speaking of RPGs, I don't know why I'm saying this, but I bought a set of mini dice, like really, really tiny, that are like, and they're usable too. They're super cute. I'll put them on Twitter.
Odile, what are your recommendations?
For music, there's, well, I like all music, in the world, but recently because it's been so warm up here in Eugene. We've been listening to a lot of country music as we lay out in the sun.
Odile's listening to country?
More like my friends are putting it on, but I'll listen to it. But
shocked.
For sure, there's this, it's called Pop Chill Out. It's a playlist on Spotify. And all of the music is great. So, tend to listen to that. What's next? Movie? TV show?
Yeah.
TV show? I don't know, I'm still trying to watch Grace.
What season are you on now?
Still trying to finish Grace. I am on season 9. So I have like 2 more seasons to go. I'm almost there. So there's still a lot to come, and there's been a lot of sadness and tears to be cried about the stuff that has happened. So, you know, I'm still working on that. I know, there's always more. It's a soap opera. There's always more.
Oh, man.
Games. I went to dinner for my friend's birthday the other day, and we were trying to decide on desserts. And so I found apps about coin tosses, and they're ridiculously weird, and I, like, of course they exist, but yeah, that's my, my recommendation is to get a coin tossing app.
Oh, is so there a specific one you recommend?
It's called Coin Toss.
Okay.
That's the one I have. It just makes decisions a lot easier when you're not making them yourself.
Good to know.
And what's the last thing?
TV show or movie, which you already did. I think you're good.
I think I'm good. Yay!
Cool. All right. So, next week, our topic will be horror. And Sam is very excited about it.
So am I.
I think we're all excited. I'm excited. It's going to be a good one, guys.
I'm totally going to, like, wear my horror TV, my horror t-shirt. That's happening. Even though you guys can't see it, I'm wearing it. So, you know, whatever.
You just got to post it on Twitter, then.
If I actually end up doing it.
Twitify it.
All right. I think it is time to close out this episode because we are going kind of long.
Just slightly.
All right. Follow us on Twitter at Morons Podcast and leave us a review and subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yay!
This has been episode 7 of The Morons Who Try to Talk Good. My name is Caitlin in California.
Odile in Oregon.
And Sam in Spokane.
All right. Well, you'll hear us next week.